Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show with co-host Ron Yarbrough. I actually have the almighty Ron Yarbrough on air right now with us. Ron Yarbrough, originally from the Windy City. Is that right, Yarbrough? Windy City, Chicago, right? Windy City. That's what you call it, Windy City, right? Chicago. Ron.
You know it.
Yeah. Yarbrough. Okay, Yarbrough. Yarbrough and I, we played ball. For your new listeners, we played ball together at the Jets. We had a great time in New York, seeing other players, family, et cetera. Had a great time. It was good to be back. I know you felt the same way I did, Yarbrough. It was good, man. It was good. It was good. Good times. But good weather, too. It was a good deal. Limo jeans. besides the limousine, right?
Oh, man.
This guy was driving a limousine. Hey, I don't know if you guys have been in a sports car, but a sports car like handling curves. I've never seen anybody hit these curves like a limousine driver in a, with an Escalade, whatever.
In the Escalade.
This guy was rough. You hear me?
In the extended Escalade. He was hitting the horn 100 around the corner.
right.
Oh man.
Because we really didn't get that much sleep at all because they had us going to a lot of meet and greets. And, you know, you're trying to get that sleep, just a little bit of sleep. This guy, Lewis, he won't let us get no rest.
No. Four, five in the morning.
Oh, coming from Manhattan was rough, I'm telling you. But I'm telling you. Yeah, but how's that weather? That weather pretty good in Houston right now? Yeah, bro.
Man, you know what? I actually forgot that August is the hottest month in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I was so used to the mid-90s and everything like that, going to July, and I'm thinking that August, you know, by me growing up in Chicago, that the weather was going to taper off a little bit. But it got even hotter. It got even hotter, man. Hotter. And now it's about to... and now it's coming up. It's hurricane season, too, because Harvey was just 2 years ago. And looking even at Katrina was from the 23rd through the 31st of August 2005. So being in another region of the United States, I'm starting to learn the weather patterns as well.
Right.
But it's 100 strong today in Houston.
But let me tell you. I used to live in Houston years ago. I used to tell people back then. I said, Houston, they don't talk about Houston, how hot Houston is, because Houston, I think, is one of the hottest places in the United States. Because let me tell you why. Arizona is dry heat. Houston, you go outside, you're going to sweat. No avoiding it. I don't care how dressed up you are, you in your suit, you're going to work, you're going to sweat. It's a whole different heat. But no one never talked about Houston, how hot it is. But it's warm down here in Florida. But let me tell you though, because you guys, you know, we've been off the air. It was a busy summer, but Minnesota, in the summer, that weather was beautiful. It's time to get out of Minnesota in the month.
Okay.
But I wanted, let me kind of give these shout outs Yarbro to for your listener, I would call Ron, we call him Yarbro. You know, like I said, told people before, guys from Louisiana, we always give people nicknames, but I always use his last name. We never call everybody their first name, very seldom, but this is Yarbro, my man. But I'm going to talk about this right quick. For the music, Shana Maria Holtz out of Houston, Texas, she's open for bookings. Any type of events for his parties, all the way to weddings, et cetera. She's available. Also to Shani Morel Holtz out of Houston, Texas. She's the real deal. Awesome band.
Yes.
Also,
yes.
Yeah, Ryan, tell you about that. She's good. Also to, you get a chance, I want you guys to, if you're in the area, in the Florida area, Southern Florida area, Fort Lauderdale, Miami area, South Florida, period, you need tires. So you can go online, you need tires. These guys, Dinosaur Tire, Dinosaur, like the dinosaur back in the day, Tire. Address 4501 North Dixie Highway. Okay. Phone number 954-560-9845. These guys have tires from your 15s all the way to your 34s, baby. They got them. They
Whoa.
Have them. So,
Whoa.
Yeah, whatever you want, they can get it. I mean, whatever you're thinking about, you want to do to your vehicle, or if you just go in there and just have a nail in your tire, they can repair it real quick. No guesswork, no playing around, saying we get back to it. They're going to get on top of it now. You know, yeah, bro, the worst thing I have, I don't like going somewhere and, well, we're not going to, let's wait a little bit later. Let me see what, no, these guys, they get on it right now. I don't want no talk. I'm a tire fix.
Yeah.
I want to go. That's Dinosaur Tire. For your golfers, R&D Golf. R&D Golf, you guys check these guys out. R&D Golf, you go rdgolf.net, SwissGripsUSA.com. If you want to get serious with golf, or you want to start up playing golf, or know the thing about golf, it's a whole different ball game. These guys are the real deal. And I'm going to put some things on Instagram here pretty soon, for the next couple of days, about what they can do for you. It's not what they cannot do for you, it's what they can. They are, it's a whole modern upgrade with golf. They've taken to a whole different ball game. R&D Golf. But you get a chance, the CBD Pure Oil, go to www.steviehelps.me, and that's what we're doing. We're trying to get you guys healed from pain, etc. But into the show with Almighty, all everything, Ryan Yarbro, for your call-in number, for your listeners, call in. Got about that. Your listeners, call in. The call-in number, guest call-in number is 657-383-1972. 657-383-1972. You call in, we can talk, have fun on the radio show. If someone's talking positive, we're positive. Talking negative, we can work everything out, make it happen, give you what you need to hear. It's about awareness, helping each other. That's what we do. The topic, do you believe we are out of control using profanity in today's society? That's the topic. Yeah, but what do you think about that? Before I get into the definition, do you think we're out of control using profanity?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, just like I do, I mean, over on here on my end, you know, I have some younger children, and this generation is older, even older than them. My older kids as well. It's like
that's their second
language, and
they're
accustomed to, and not mine in particular, but I'm just saying the generation, you know, in particular, because it's a form of expression, and when your vocabulary isn't that extensive, all you know pretty much is slang words, cuss words, and things, you know, things of that nature, where there's many other words and many other ways to express yourself. And to answer your question, yes, I do believe that profanity is used a little too loosely.
I totally agree with you on that, and it's been overlooked. But doing the show tonight, Deborah, we're hoping that the listeners get a better understanding and know why that you shouldn't be playing around with curse words. And also, too, by me looking at it and going back over this, I was, like, shocked to myself that how comfortable I've been at times using profanity. But the definition of it, say, oath, swear word, explicitive, curse, obscenity. It says four-letter words, dirty words, blasphemy, swearing. It says foul language, bad language, cursing, curse words. That's the definition. And you think about the curse words, you say, where did it originate? Where did the curse words come from? Number one, it says in the English, in English, it said English swear words and curse words tend to have Germanic rather than Latin etymology, S-H-I-T. I'm not going to say the words because the kids listen. S-H-I-T. Has has a dramatic root, okay? Dramatic root, dramatic root, as likely does, okay? For you, for parents, if you your kids are in the room, just kind of like, I don't even know if they need to be listening to this, honestly, y'all, bro, because kind of like I'm gonna say. I'm going to spell this word out and hopefully don't pick it up. But if you can, for your listeners, for your kids, could you excuse them for the room doing this show? And they can talk to them later about why and give them permission to listen to the show. So, yeah, I think you should take the – you can excuse the kids for the room, out the room. So we'll give it like a minute, y'all, bro, on that. But going back – I'm going to go back. I'm going to come back to this, and I'm going to go to this and say, do you know the world's oldest swear word? The world's oldest swear word is fart, okay?
Wow.
As it turns out, I know, right? As it turns out, it's one of the oldest rude words we have in the language. Its first record pops up in roughly 1250, meaning that if you were in to travel 800 years back in the time just to let one rip, everyone would at least able to agree upon what that should be called. Fart, F-A-R-T, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm going to say this too. We'll get back into and back in the past and everything else. Now, I'm going to go back to where we left off, and hopefully, like I said, for your parents, your kids, kids, say, under 15 years of age, 16 years of age, 15 out, because somebody's 16, 17, I'd say 15 under. Okay. It says English. Where did the curse words originate? English. It said the English swear words and curse words tend to have Germanic rather than Latin etymology. S-H-I-T has a Germanic root, as likely does F-U-C-K. The more technical alternates are often Latin origin, such as defecate or excrete, and fornicate or copulate, respectively. That's what I was wanting to say. Some of these words, how they're often used during those situations, so loosely, okay? Now, I'm going to get into the Bible, some Bible views. Yabo, you want to say anything about that right there, or not? You good?
I'm going to Bible. No. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go to Bible verses right here. I'm going to go to one that we're going to kind of cruise through these Bible verses, and we're going to break some things down. Bible views. All right. Colossians 3rd chapter 8th verse, ESV, that's the standard version. It said, but now you must put them all away, foolish ways, okay? Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. It comes a point, it was in the Bible, that it's a time that you're supposed to put that away. Of course, in today's society, we don't do that. But, all right, Ephesians, it says, 4th chapter 29th verse, it says, let no corrupting talk come out your mouth, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Now, I'm going to give you a couple more Bible verses, and I'm going to tell you while we're talking about this topic. James, and I have one more after this, third chapter, ESV, it says, from the same mouth come blessings and cursing. I'm going to say it again. From the same mouth that we all have comes blessings and cursing. My brothers, and I mean that's our brothers, I mean sisters too, all of us, all human beings, okay, these things ought not to be so. Read that again. James 3, chapter 10, verse, it says, from the same mouth comes blessings and cursing. My brothers and sisters, these things ought not to be so. Okay? Y'all will check this one out right here. Matthew, you listen to this one?
All right.
Okay. Okay. All right. 12th chapter, 36 through 37 verses. Okay? It says, I tell you, pay attention, listeners, to this. Pay attention to this, please. Pay attention to this. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will be given, will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Now I'm gonna go back and tell you this now. First of all, for everyone on this planet, let me tell you something. It's a reason why you die and don't come back. Okay? It's a reason why you die in a sense to come back. And that's something that on my life I talk about down the road. But there's a heaven and there's a hell. Whether anyone told you different, your parents didn't tell you the truth or not, they lie. It is. Okay? And I'm going to go back and say this again. It said, I tell you, Matthew 12, chapter 36, verse 1, it said, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Yeah, but where you at? Talk to me. Tell me something good.
You know I'm with you. I'm just
so what do you think about
you, you know?
What do you think about the Bible verse? About the Bible verse we're talking about, it says about how the corruptive talk, said Ephesians, saying that let no corruptive talk come out your mouth, but only such as is good for building up. And you see time over time, especially not just the adults, the youth, everyone now, it's more or less about everyone is putting somebody down with the words they're saying and blending in the curse words with it. So very, very comfortable using language. But it tells you clearly here that we've forgotten, because the fact is that every word you say, you're being judged by it. See, life is a test. Life is a test. And we tend to forget about that. Do you know, Yarbro, back in the day, when you were to say a curse word, I remember that you get punished for that. Now, because they knew what we're talking about right now. See? Go ahead.
And what you're touching on, even going back to the day, you know, when we were growing up and getting put on punishment, if something came out of our mouth, not only punishment, but, you know, we get them hands laid on us too. Okay?
Right.
So that's a whole nother subject. But that, you know, and as you were saying, and that the verse was saying, you know, only use words to uplift, you know, and to build and to be positive. So, therefore, the one thing that I heard growing up plenty of times is, if you don't have anything positive to say, don't say anything at all, you know. And I still use that moniker to this day. So, therefore, whether it's, and what we're speaking about right now is cuss words, you know, and foul language. And so, and even by me, you know me, I'm a listener, you know, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. I can let people talk all day and listen. Yeah, and if it's something that I don't necessarily agree with, then I'll speak up. But in the meantime, it's like, okay, just, you know, it's a form of expression. People are expressing themselves. But when it comes down to the foul language, that correlates in, you know, as I was speaking on a little earlier, that correlates on you not being able to expand your vocabulary, not being able to express yourself in more forms than one, because that's a different language form right there.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's all you know, then you're in trouble, you know. And like you said, punishment while we're here is certain doors are going to be closed in your face because you don't know how to express yourself without having to use cuss words. And what I mean by that is doors being closed, interviews, job placements, business opportunities, and just in the social realm, some people just don't even want to be around you because that's all you know how to do is cuss. And you don't know how to express yourself, you know, in other ways besides cussing.
And looking crazy in the face.
Absolutely.
Looking crazy.
Absolutely. And wondering why, you know. And wondering why. You know what I mean? And people like yourself and myself, I mean, we won't have a problem with addressing the situation if somebody's coming down the wrong road to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if someone cannot accept that, once again, that's another form of punishment, because as I view it, you know, I take my friendships and my relationships seriously. You know, they're just not playing around relationships. So if I'm choosing not to communicate to you and not to talk to you, it's for a particular reason. And if I've expressed that to you and you still don't take heed and understand why we're not communicating, then, you know, that's another form of punishment in my eyes as well.
Right. Do you know, though, like I was saying back in the day, if you were caught saying a cuss word, we could say swearing, right quick you're going to get punished. You go to spanking. It's not no or, you're going to get spanking or you'll be time. These days you call timeout.
It might be in the mouth. But it might be in the mouth.
Yeah, you're going to get
the spank might be in the mouth.
Right. Because the fact is, the people back in the day, the parents, they knew and they respected what God told you about swearing, because what it would do, it will actually now today, because this is the parents today. Not saying you. I'm saying some of the parents today. It's at the point now that a kid can curse word around a parent and they think it's cute. They think it's cute, but guess what? It's not cute because guess what? You're gonna be penalized down the road for that for your kid.
Yeah.
So your kid thinks it's cute. Yeah, it's gonna happen now. It doesn't matter the time. You may be comfortable today, but we're gonna check you out about 20 years from now. Okay? And you're gonna wish that 20 years never came. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it works. So you got to pay attention, because I'm going to go back to what it said. It said, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for the careless words they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Matthew 12:36-37. Now, let me tell you something. Like I said, we get too comfortable. Let me say, very comfortable. Okay, conversations among you, among just people right now, just among people, not even just the youth, right? You can see people right now at work. They're so comfortable using swear words. It's just so comfortable. I tell you this too, though, y'all, bro. I tell you this too. You can define. Now, I want no females getting mad and throwing spears and everything at us when we say this, but But even too, you could tell the difference between a young lady or a lady that's cursing and a young lady who's not cursing. We have to put this in a book, y'all bro. But you can tell where she's coming from and where she's been and how she grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's angry or not. Talk to me now. Talk to me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And this is how the ladies won't throw the fear. Yeah, won't throw the spears because you can tell that about young men too, you know, a young man with respect.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Without question.
But more often some men get a pass. As a female,
it's double.
It's just something that's seen. Now, neither one of it is right, male or female, to swearing, because again, if you swearing, like you say, it will catch you with you down the road.
Yeah.
Also, too, the TV programs, like we were talking about earlier, the TV programs. Check this out right here. Yeah, bro, do you know the first curse word ever used in cinema? Presumably dates back to 1929, okay? And the movie was Gone with the Wind, okay?
Wow.
One of the first curse words ever used in cinema, okay? And was just an innocent D-A-M-N, okay? Innocent.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
However, back in 1934, swearing was banned in 1934 now. From the movies altogether.
Wow.
And was only reintroduced in the late 60s. Okay. All right. I'm going to say it again. The first curse word ever used in cinema, which was Gone with the Wind, presumably dates back to 1929 and was just an innocent D A M N. Okay. However, back in 1934, swearing was banned from movies altogether and was only reintroduced in the late 60s. That's where the golden age of cursing started. Okay. That's when it started uphill and downhill. Okay. Now, kids now, they swearing in movies like they are on the street. Drinking.
And like you said, on TV shows. It's like
on TV shows.
I'm looking up, I'm like, what channel is this? You know, I'm like, wait.
Right.
I'm like, okay, this ain't HBO, this Fox. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or this CBS or whatever.
Right.
And I was like, wait a minute. This regular TV channel right here.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like who's allowing this? Who's allowing this to happen, man? We got our kids swearing on TV now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. And
but
it's
then
not just, it's kids doing it.
Do you know what, are you seeing the same kid I see? That's what, okay, if you got the kid swearing, what else does that kid can do? What is so comfortable that you can let that kid do? What are you getting away with? Huh? What are you getting away with? Because you got this show going and you produce. What you getting away with? Okay. So now kids swearing in movies, having a child actor swearing in movies is always good for a laugh, supposedly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they supposedly say this one to be determined as one of the best movies. There's something about children using inappropriate language that basically at least a chuckle or even they'll feel guilty about it afterwards. That's what they say, that they're talking about. Now, Linda Blair, you remember this movie? Don't even bring this movie up right now. I'd be scared when we were to go to sleep. I'm scared not thinking about that movie. Hey, don't bring that movie around me. Listen, The Exorcist. Linda Blair, when she was currently saying a lot of sexual words back then.
Yeah.
Now that was.
Yeah.
I'm getting chills. Not talking about it. Let's skip that one right now. I'm getting chills talking about that right now.
Oh boy.
I'm getting chills right now. Scared the road with it. I'm telling you. So let me see something. Well, you're great. The ET, the extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
All right. That one too. Okay. But these are some of the movies right here, the kids that was in actor, actress, you know, they was cursing. And that was in the TV programs. Now you got kids selling they like it's promoting kids to do this. But this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not gonna call this young lady's name, very close in the family. She would not allow the kids to watch certain shows on television. And tell you what, right now, those kids are brilliant. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very amenable. Okay? So she would not allow to watch that. And see, as parents, you can't be everywhere. But
right.
It's not all parents to blame. It's like, who is putting these shows out here and allowing this to be televised to promote the profanity, and even with us as adults?
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere now, because the fact is, guess what? You have no God-fearing people. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, so when your time is called and go home, Stevie can't help you. I can't help you. I can't do nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do nothing for you. Your mama can't do nothing for you. Your daddy. Guess what? Your best
mm-hmm.
girlfriend. Your girlfriend can't do nothing for you. Your boyfriend. Your husband. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your kids. They can't do nothing for you.
I take it back.
Your pet. Your favorite dog. Look. Your
yeah.
dogs can't do nothing for you.
Yeah.
Your money can't do nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what we're forgetting. We're throwing off course, man. We're throwing off course. It's like this. You run the rock. Like, Stevie, man, you running the rock wrong. Like, what are you talking about? Listen. This is the way you're supposed to run it. You're off course. But, of course, the timing not going to be there. The ball going one way and you going another way. The timing. Our timing has been thrown off for the media evil devil out there, guys. We're lost. And guess what? I've been lost with y'all for a long time. I've been lost out there losing curse words. Very cultural. You know? Now, let me tell you something now.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something. People that know me, not around my parents, I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do that. You know, my parents and my dad, they're number one. I didn't do that.
Right.
But now we have gotten so comfortable. Because I'm going to tell you what we're comfortable. Because we forgot about this. Matthew 12:36-37 verse. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will be given account for every careless word you speak. And you will be condemned for it. Whether you like it, like me, like ice cream, I don't care if you like steak, wine, you're going to be judged for it. Young man,
mm-hmm.
older man,
mm-hmm.
young lady, young woman, kids,
mm-hmm.
all of us. Yeah, bro. Check this out.
Hey, yeah, and just like anything,
hey.
Like you said, that wine,
we've
seen a couple people. We seen that wine get a couple people in New York a couple weekends ago.
Yeah, that wine got too comfortable. Too comfortable.
Yeah.
Like what you say? Stay away from the wine. God say, drink, be merry.
Yeah.
Don't drink too much.
Yeah, you gotta walk straight. You gotta walk straight line.
Walk straight. Watch how you.
You gotta
watch
be able to walk
you
straight
drink.
Line. Yeah.
Oh man. Oh God. I was gonna call her name out. I have to be careful. Okay, you ain't lying. I'm gonna catch up with you. We catch up with you now. Like this curse
male
word,
or female? Male or female?
Male or female? This was a male. This was a male this time.
but
I'm trying to tell you. So let me check this out. Curse words
uh-huh.
that the average person say in a day? I found this out, right? What are the curse words? How many curse words a person ever said a day? It said about 0.7% of the words we use on a daily basis are swear words. That's on par with common words like we and our. Like you're talking, we, our, in normal conversation.
Yeah.
So considering that, the average adult speaks 16,000 words a day. They said the average adult, okay? That amounts to over 1,000 swear words in a day that a person is using. And an average,
wow.
1,000 swear words out of 16,000, yeah, that's using. That's right.
So you said 7%.
7%. But guess where the swear words are going?
Mm-hmm.
They're going in the file upstairs. They're going in the file. Okay?
Your file.
Now, your
mm-hmm.
file.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're going your file. You see? That's where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
Age group that swears the most. You found this out.
Mm-hmm.
It said in the APLPSO poll showed that 62% of 18 through 36 years old acknowledge swearing, okay, in conversations at least a few times a week. 18
mm-hmm.
to 34-year-olds, they're swearing the most, okay, compared to 39% of those 35 and older, okay. More women than men said they encounter people swearing more than now than 20 years ago. 75%
mm-hmm.
compared to 60%. That's a pretty interesting poll there on the swearing. On the swearing. So how do we get past this swearing? What do you think about what I'm talking about right now, y'all? What do you think about that we're talking about right now on the swearing?
Those statistics are heavy.
They're ridiculous. But you know what?
Yeah.
Check this out. Man, when, like I said, I'm going to say this again. When people today, we have all been too comfortable with swearing, using curse words. You have people not cursing at church. People don't go to church. Now, for you people that go to church, for us to go to church, because I go to church. We go to church.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're not no special than a person who's not going to church. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
But you're cursing just as – and you're cursing in church. Now, that's a double. Hey, that's a
mm-hmm.
double. That's a
mm-hmm. –
you're in a double
whammy.
Five.
Yeah,
whammy.
Yeah,
that way. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
You're going to church and cursing in church. So you're really putting the icing on the cake in the wrong way. And your cake not going to be tasting good either. Okay?
No.
You don't be eating the cake that you're going to be eating. Also, too, now, they have little deals, reminders for, you know, the cursing and stuff like that. So if someone curses around you or at you, try saying to them, God bless you. You know how you bless, you sneeze, and you lose your heart stop? You know, why not try that? Or when someone sneezes, the heart stops, it beats. So we say, God bless you. We just start saying God bless you to people when they say a curse word. Because guess what? You're putting yourself in danger when you do so. And I myself, like I said, y'all, bro, I say this and we say this for your listeners that we are fault of this. And we are fault of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not perfect. And I've said curse words. You know, Ryan, you may say the same thing. Sometimes you forget
absolutely.
How comfortable we – yeah. That's, yeah.
Absolutely. It was a whole lot going on that night that we went to Manhattan. Before we went down to Manhattan too.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Comfortable.
They got my man hyped up right quick. They got my man Stevie hyped up right quick. Don't get him. Don't get him. Say we going. We leave the others behind.
I'm telling you.
We leave the others behind.
I'm telling
no
you.
Problem.
No, I'm telling you though. You know, you have to. We have to be careful. We have no. Look, I'm gonna go back to what it says. When you're saying something out your mouth, try, and listen. I know after the listeners, we may have like 1% that's doing what we're talking about tonight, or gonna try to do it. 1% of you guys, all your other guys, just listening. You're listening, but you're not gonna do right. You're not gonna do it. Listen, we have to make sure when we say something, it has to be positive. Positive. And watch when you're swearing, and watch for the people you're around, because at the end of the day, we're all being judged, whether you like it or not. You're all being judged. Someone's always watching you. And we're always being judged. And we're definitely being judged from the real judge. Okay? We're definitely being judged from the real judge. Also, too, all right, check this out, y'all, bro. They have this tactic, this way, says, how do you stop cursing? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They said, for some, you may have put a rubber band around your wrist. It may work for kids or adults. And you guys at home, when you're at your job, a job force, everyone that curse, make them put a dollar in a jar. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You work in a big industry, make you put $10 in a jar. You make it a high industry, make you put $20, or even higher than make you put $100 in a
mm-hmm.
jar, or $100 for
mm-hmm.
the week. Person. That will stop you, most of you. That will stop you. And then you have to end the guess what? That's the way you should do it. And guess what? The one
mm-hmm.
that they curse, guess what? They get the jar. Okay? Give the money to them. That the one that didn't curse, that's who get the jar, the cash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Enlist
yeah.
the help of a friend. Right. What do you think? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because basically.
Identify. Go ahead.
Yeah, mm-hmm. go ahead. No, finish off.
I was saying. Identify your triggers and learn to avoid
mm-hmm.
them. Use a swear jar. Okay, we're talking about the money situation. It could be money,
mm-hmm.
it could be, all right, ping your wrist with a rubber band. Pretend your grandmother is always within your earshot. Pretend your grandmother's
mm-hmm.
always there. And Lord, look at. Listen, and we always said that. See, God knows I will not swear around my grandmothers. No. And if they were here today, I would do them but give them hugs after hugs after hugs after hugs, because I can't hug no more. Okay? I'll hug them until I fall,
mm-hmm.
pass out. I would not do that. Avoid explicit music. See, the music, but hold on before we go to music. I hate someone saying holy S-H-I-T.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of seeing it on television. I'm tired of people saying it around. I don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you really knew, and if your parents would have taught you better, your parents would have taught you better, or if you'd have gone around the right people to understand what you're saying, you wouldn't say those type of things. Okay? You're too comfortable. You're too comfortable. You're way too comfortable. Now, it said the music's for your listeners, y'all, bro. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I have, and the reason why, for your listeners, I'm all, Ryan can lead the show. I have so much detail that I want to kind of get out. Y'all, bro, when I met y'all, bro, in New York, y'all, bro, would always, I'm putting on some fast beat. I'm trying to get it pumped up. Y'all bro gonna put y'all bro gonna put that music on way back in the 70s and the 80s. You gonna have the 70s and 80s music going all the time. Easy listening. Easy. But see, for him, I'm not understanding what he's doing. What he's doing, he kept his mind at ease all the time.
Mm-hmm.
See, the music,
yeah.
No cursing in the
yeah.
music. Mine
yeah.
look loose here and there. Mine way over comfortable. Way over comfortable. See, that's the problem with us in life. We can be too comfortable. When you're too comfortable, something's wrong. when you're too comfortable in life, something's wrong. Okay?
Yeah.
Pay attention to what I said. When you're too comfortable in life, something is wrong. Either you're missing something. You can't be comfortable because you always have to be moving in life. It's always obstacles. You're always reaching. You can't be too comfortable now. Y'all would like they thinking. If you're too comfortable in life, something's wrong. Because life's not about it.
Yeah,
life's not. You're gonna be life's not being comfortable. Being comfortable, huh?
Yeah. Because it can get taken away real quick.
It's taken away
real quick.
Talk to me now.
Real
I've been
quick.
Saying a lot tonight.
And
I'm gonna say a lot.
No, yeah, because once again, you know, this how it is. You know, we know each other and we understand each other. You know. And when you got a lot to say, like I said, I'm a good listener, and I'm gonna let you get down. You know what I mean? Because you got things on your mind, so I'm gonna let you jump it off your chest. You know what I mean? And it's okay. You know, it's okay because as we spoke, and like people that may not necessarily know, we prep for the show as well. And
yes, sir.
We just don't get on here and just go off the cuff and just make up stuff, you know. And when we spoke a little earlier, you know, I know you were intense about this show, you know. So I'm just sitting back and letting you do your thing, because what it comes down to is we speak on the same thing, we just go about it differently. Okay,
right.
And what I mean
right.
by that, just like when we're in New York, you know, like you said, laid back. You know, I can be have a real laid back demeanor, real smooth, just like my music, you know, because I grew up and I hung out around a lot of older people, you know, growing up. So I'm listening to my daddy's music, my uncle's music, even some of my grandparents' music. You know, because it's a different form, but just like now, they're saying the same thing, you know, just like Marvin Gaye, what's going on? Everything is still the same, you know, what's happening, brothers and sisters, you know, everything's still going on. The message just got across differently, okay?
Right.
And
Understandably.
Yeah. Yeah, you play that track right now, and you're like, man, this was made back in the 60s. Wait a minute. You know, that was 50 years ago. Same situations, okay?
Right.
Same thing. But I'm saying all that to say, you know, as far as you having a lot to say, that's cool, you know, because you're speaking for me as well. You know, I wouldn't even be on the line with you, you know, because – And one thing that you were touching on, like as far as grandma, see, I had one real laid back grandma, okay, Grandma Yarbrough, and then my other grandma, my mother's grandma, she was a firecracker now, you know what I mean? Even back then, you know, she was, she, the first time she started smoking cigarettes, she was 13 years old, you know, and smoked all the way through, you know what I mean?
Ready for the world.
To her last days, yeah, you know, and she's somebody that will get you, you know what I mean, with the tongue and, you know, in other ways, you know what I mean?
Right,
so, yeah, but it was all love, you know, and some people, once again, like I said, some people express themselves differently, and what we're talking about tonight is the comfortableness of it, you know, it becoming too frequent, too loose, you know, too acceptable in society, because some of the things you were touching on, like the TV shows and the movies and everything like that, where is it coming from? You know, it's coming from society as a whole, because just like society as a whole doesn't agree with other things, just like if society didn't agree with cussing, it wouldn't be a whole lot of cussing going on. Okay, it'll be banned once again, because it very easily can be banned. And some of the solutions, like you were saying, just like we had, you know, we had the same solutions, you know, like you're saying, and we go back and relate to football because that's something that we definitely have in common and where we initially started our relationship with was football.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to have, you know, we used to have a jar and we used to have a pot throughout the season.
That's right.
You know, for different things. You know, we dropped the ball or if we missed an assignment or if we were late or something, you know, we would get fired for it and we would put it in the wide receiver pot. And at the end of the year, it'll collect and we'll go out and have a good time with it. Okay.
Yeah.
But when it comes to cussing, you know, it goes down the line. It starts with, you know, it starts within the household. It starts out in the streets, you know, and it carries on to wherever it goes because it's an on and off switch. You know, I'm using my son as an example, you know, with these video games and everything. He don't cuss around me or, you know, around his mom or around his family or anything like that. But once that boy get up here on this game, it's like it's a whole nother world. And I'm like, hold up, man. You know, I didn't have to come from downstairs, upstairs in his room where the door is closed at. Because I didn't hear them cussing, you know, and plus, you know, little sister, baby sister always gonna, you know what I mean, always gonna let you know what I mean?
Right.
She'll come down there and pull your tail, be like, he up there on that game, going crazy, cussing and all that. And I'm like, look, okay, how can, you know how baby sister is, you know what I'm saying? So therefore, it's like, okay, once again, how do we eliminate it? I know how to eliminate it. It's real quick, simple fix. Your cousin is equating to you playing on the game. Okay? That's not a hard solution for me.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the game.
Mm-hmm. No, it's over.
Period. No. You know, period. It's over.
Right. I'm quiet.
Now there's no more cussing. Now there's no more flipping your top because of a game. You know what I'm saying? Like Allen Iverson right now, you know what I mean? Talking about practice, you know. But a game, man, a game is getting you punished, as we were talking about.
A game.
In many, many different forms. A fake game, you know, a made-up game. So touching on a lot of topics that you were talking about, you know, going from beginning, because you know me, even when I'm quiet, I'm listening. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying attention from A to Z. And with us getting towards the end of the show, there are many different forms of solutions, you know, when it comes to cussing and when it comes to everything in life. One, you have to want to make change. Okay, that's where we start off at first. You have to want to change within. You have to look at yourself, like I was saying earlier, and like, man, why aren't these people listening to me anymore? Why don't these people want to hang out with me anymore? You know, why aren't these people responding to anything that I'm doing anymore? You know, so why ain't nobody picking up my phone calls? You know what I mean? Any of that.
Right.
Because
anybody there?
You have to change. You know, you have to want to change. And your circumstances outside of you will show you that you need to change. Now, okay, if you're addicted to cussing, okay, and having a foul mouth, then you'll attract other people, you know, eventually that's like that, you know. So if you're addicted to it, you're going to be like, okay, well, forget Stevie, forget y'all, bro. They don't want to hang out with me no more because I cuss too much. So I'm finna go find some other people that, you know, that's going to condone me cussing, and that's it, you know. So because I don't want to change. But see, people have to want to change. People have to want to learn new words. People have to read. Okay? There's no escaping that. You know, you have to be able to read, sit down. Well, not necessarily a book, because now with the technology age, you can have audio books and, you know, other type of reading that you can do on the computer and everything like that. But me personally, I know I can tell when I haven't read, or depending on what the content is, if I haven't been reading and educating myself and cleansing my mind of the everyday mumbo jumbo. You know, mm-hmm. you have to want to make yourself better first and foremost. So that's the definite solution right there. You know, you have to want to make yourself better. You have to want to make yourself, or be able to look yourself in the mirror and be like, hey, I feel good about myself. You know, because you can cuss mm-hmm. somebody out and make somebody feel bad and think that you're being powerful with all your cuss words mm-hmm. and everything like that. But in actuality, that makes you weaker. You know, that makes you less of a person, you know, when it comes down to it. And that's just, once again, that's my opinion, okay?
Right.
But in actuality, you're being less of a person because you're not building yourself up. You know, when you're talking negatively and you're talking down to people, you're pulling yourself down as well, okay? So don't fool yourself and think that, oh, I won this battle because I made this person put their tail in between their legs, or made them put their head down. You know, we're not here to put people down. We're here to build people up. And if cuss words and foul language are offending people or putting people down, then we're not doing our job and using our expression correctly.
Yes, sir. Yes, mm-hmm. sir. Ryan.
So I got plenty to talk about too, Stevie.
I see that. I plenty talk about. You know what? But like I said, I'm a good listener. I like to think that I'm a good listener.
I've been told that I'm a good listener. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's something that I practice. You know what I mean? Because we got two ears and one mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. So
you
twice as much as we talking. You know what I mean?
You're on top of it. I mean, I got some, you know, I started to get some popcorn and sit down for a minute and taking notes. I'm listening.
On the stove. You got to pop it on the stove, baby. You got to pop it on the stove.
it's going back. That's the
no microwave. No microwave popcorn. No microwave.
No microwave. Microwave cheated. Microwave not right. You're going to lose all the butter. You're going to lose all the butter in the tape. You're going to get that oil. That oil is, that vegetable on your mouth. That Crisco on your mouth.
Got to have it.
You crazy? Boy, you crazy? You know what? Let me. But my bad. I'm sorry, listen. I'm sorry. We got you caught. Listen, for your listeners, that's Ryan Yarbrough. All pro, all yours, Ryan Yarbrough. Hey, yeah, Ryan. Thanks for coming in the show, and we're gonna get back at it next week. For your listeners, Ryan Yarbrough.
I appreciate you, man. And to all your listeners, have a wonderful evening and a wonderful rest of the week. Peace, love, and blessings unto you. Thank you.
All right. Good night. Ryan Yarbrough, for your listeners. Ryan Yarbrough. He was saying something earlier. I'm going to say this, guys. A foul mouth attracts negativity, and negativity attracts trouble. That's for all ages. All ages. A foul mouth attracts negativity, and negativity attracts trouble. Trust me. I know. Okay. I want you guys to check this out. Watch what you say. Watch what you say. I'm not watching. Not paying attention, but God is. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Good night.
The cutest little things like picnics in the park on a Saturday by the